David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm so excited because we have our very special guest today. She is Diane Hathworth, and she is the love doctor. She is the queen of divine love. And today she's going to talk about her Beloved Principles, the guide to heart-centered success and authentic living, which is so important. And I think it's really important today that we incorporate love back into our lives. We have a world today that is lacking love and joy, and we really need to appreciate love and feel worthy of love, and we need to be loved by others. And today she's going to talk about the heart-centered success and authentic living, which leads to being loved and feeling good about yourself. Diane, as always, I love having you on the show. You are amazing. You are my girl. I get excited every time you come on the show. And just everybody, just want you to know that she's part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast, The Love Principles, on our show. If you look her up, you'll see her everywhere. She's on every distribution channel, and you can find her everywhere. Her episodes are amazing, and she speaks about all different topics related to love. So you got to check her out. She's amazing, and we'll begin now because I just want to throw that in before we begin so everybody knows that you have your own podcast. But Diane, tell us a little about heart-centered success and authentic living. What does that mean to you? Like, what exactly is that when it comes to being related to your love principles?
So first of all, thank you. As you said, we just have such a great time together, and that's the core of heart-centered success. This joy, as soon as we see each other or we're talking on the phone, we start giggling and talking and sharing. That is that internal and eternal love that literally is bursting forth.
Yeah.
Heart-centered success is all about aligning to your true self, that divine love within,
yes,
that always loves, accepts, supports you. That's where your passion shines out.
Yeah.
That's where your soul pulls you to those passion projects that you love, like these podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's different than you get this pull from the soul, or you get pushing from your ego.
Right.
That's the fear stuff. I have to do this or else. That's not fun.
No.
That's not fun.
Mm-mm.
And that's not heart-centered. That is more fear-based.
Yes.
So this is all about tapping into that eternal divine love and doing the best you can day by day to live from there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And when it comes to being loved and learn how to put away that ego, that's hard for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people, you know, they use it as a protector. That ego is their protector. A lot of times people are very insecure about certain things in their lives. They are insecure about feeling loved. They are insecure about their lives. They're insecure about success. You know, we talk about authentic, you know, living, and people have a lot of insecurities. We all do, you know, and if anyone says they don't, they're lying, you know. But when it comes to letting down the ego, letting your walls down and letting that love shine in, you know, learn how to love yourself and learn how to let others love you. How do we begin to do that?
That's a great question. And I agree. We all struggle with this. Excuse me. We all struggle with this. Lately, I have been watching my little one-year-old grandson.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure, authentic love in action.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, exploring, non-judgmental.
Yeah.
As we age and we go to school and we have experiences, we learn this person, right, hurt me. So maybe all people in that situation will hurt me.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's the way we've interpreted it.
Right.
So the more we can go past, I certainly want us to honor our experiences, right? Because we learn from those.
Yes.
But to be guided by this heart space, to me, is what really brings that joy to life. And the way that I certainly first started doing that was learning to meditate. I know we've talked about that before.
Yes.
Because for me, that stopped just all the crazy voices in my head.
Yeah.
And it gave me the space, right, to really connect. For some people, taking a beautiful walk in nature does that.
Yes.
But I think the important part is just to decide, this is what I want. How can I live a more authentic, heart-centered life? And just asking those questions will start you off on the path, and you'll know exactly where to go. Just follow the path that unfolds, that feels expanded, that feels exciting and curious.
Yeah.
When it feels constricted and fearful, that's not it.
Right.
That's not it.
I've seen so many people, they've lived their life, and I see this a lot of times with married couples a lot too, and even in relationships that they have, or not just that, but people who have lived life to please others. They have, their whole life they're living for other people. And then when it comes down to it, they don't know who they are. They don't know what love is for them. They a lot of times people are fearful of making others upset, making others angry, making others, they're living for everybody else but themselves. And they don't know how to, begin that process, or they're afraid to begin that process because their whole life they put themselves in this bad habit. And sometimes it can go back to the generations we came from, because when we grew up, it was all about pleasing the husband. It was all about pleasing the parents. It was all about, doing what everybody else wanted to do. But, what did you want to do? Mom and dad wanted you to become a doctor. Well, you went to medical school, even though you wanted to, go to art school, and then all of a sudden you find yourself as an adult and you're lost and you're unhappy and you're not feeling that inner love because you have not led the life that you really want to live.
So first of all, I think you just hit the nail on the head right there. Recognizing there's a discord within, that is love knocking at the door. That is that very first hint. It's wonderful to do things for others, and I do believe we're here to be in service to ourselves and others. However, if we do that from a place of resentment or regret or sacrifice, that's not love. And if you are not doing those things from a loving place, then that's your invitation to look at that, right? And for you to get to know who you are, to me, it's really interesting to understand you have a persona in this life. I'm Diane Hayworth, and I'm a mother and a grandmother and an entrepreneur, right? All of those sorts of things. But who am I really? I'm someone who loves time in nature. I love to be in the mountains. I feel at peace, expanded there. I love to create. I love to talk about divine love. Now, that's not everybody's gig, but it's mine. So what is it that lights you up? What is it? Is it, like you said, is it art? Is it walking by the shore? It can be anything. I think sometimes people get really hung up because they think it has to be some grandiose, right, purpose. If you love making the perfect homemade blueberry muffin, gluten-free, and you love to share it with everybody in the neighborhood, that's the way you're sharing love. And that is just as valid and just as important as someone who is on podcasts, TV shows. It's just our flavor of love. I follow the Course in Miracles, and one of the things that it says that I really resonate with, all acts of love are maximal.
I like that.
All acts of love are maximal. You don't have to know how that act of love that really comes from your heart is going to affect people. But it does. Everybody who's listening right now, and I know this is true for you and I, you can remember something that might have happened decades ago. A single comment someone said to you, a smile at just the right time, a letter, a card, something that just gave you a shift. And
Yeah.
that person may be long dead,
Right.
but that act of love, the ripple effects are still in a, are still, you're still feeling them. I got
Right.
goosebumps right now. I know I'm still feeling them.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. And I think that one of the biggest things that people have to break away from is that they, most people think of remember the negative things. And then we forget all the positive things. I remember, like growing up, I was 10, I found myself remembering some of the negative things that happened to me growing up. And then I was talking to my parents, like, well, don't you remember we went here and then we went, we did this and we went on this vacation. And honestly, I couldn't remember, and sometimes we have to really, try to break ourselves free from negativity and really, really focus on our heart and on our love. And you know what? If we can't remember the good things, let's do some research and let's dig into our heart and dig into our past and find out stories. Stories, find out things that really, really lit us up, because sometimes you don't remember. Have you ever like went to a you've been in a store, maybe someone from high school remembers you. They're like, "Oh my God, Diane, how are you?" And you're saying, "What is this girl's name?" And they remember you to a T and you don't remember them. Well, you made an impact on their life. So they remembered you for whatever reason, you made an impact. And for whatever reason, it just didn't resonate. Whether we're getting old and we just don't remember, or we just, maybe that person didn't make such an impact as we did on them. But sometimes I think we have to like really think back, and maybe that's why journaling sometimes is good too, is that we have to really connect with our past and connect with our positivity too. And that brings, I think, the doorway of love into our lives too.
Well, I absolutely agree. I think that often we will remember things that we might term as negative as a way to protect ourselves, like, oh, last time I ate that food, I got sick.
Right.
I must be allergic to that, or whatever those things are. That's all normal. And you're exactly right. You don't have to go farther than like the Thanksgiving table in my family. For my brother and sister and I, we'll talk about an event and everybody remembers it differently.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Because
Yeah.
we are all remembering it through our lens, however old we were, whatever the event was, what it meant to us. No, this is what happened. No, that's not what happened. This is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So this idea of how we bring up some of these loving memories, one of the things I do with my clients, it's one of my favorite exercises actually, is I have them write 100 gratitudes.
I like that.
And they don't do it all at once. I ask them to, and this is over weeks, I'll ask them to sit down and do 5 or 10 at a time, and I'll ask them to connect to a decade.
Yeah.
So from 0 to age 10, what are you really grateful for? What, and I mean really grateful.
Right.
I happen to be really grateful that I was born before social media because I don't want a lot of stuff on camera somewhere, right? Because we learned how to communicate differently.
Yes.
There were different social skills we learned, and that's not taking away from anything else, but just for me, I'm really thankful about that. And I was a little girl and got to see man walk on the moon and see computers come up. I mean, it's just been a really exciting time to be alive.
Yeah.
Very grateful for that.
Oh, yeah.
To me, gratitude is the door to the divine.
Yes.
More you're grateful, and I mean genuinely grateful, right?
Yes.
The more you have to be grateful about, because it literally triggers a different place in your brain.
Yeah.
And love is there. Love wants to partner with you. One of the things we talked about for today's show is this idea of relationships. You have a relationship to divine love. You may not know it. You may not be cultivating that relationship. But that there is a relationship to everything in your life, your past, your future, your present. And I would really encourage people to start thinking about what is my relationship to divine love? What do I want it to be?
Yeah.
How do I want this relationship to manifest in my life? I mean, we know with our friends and family, relationships need to be nurtured.
Yes.
They need to be nurtured
Mm-hmm.
for them to flourish.
Oh yeah. I think too, we also have to nurture ourselves in order to have, our own self-love flourish as well.
Well, that's the ultimate relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? I know that you and I have talked about self-worth issues as we've seen it in the world. And it's such a, I just think this is the crust of everything. When people realize that how loved, treasured, and adored they are from a divine perspective, that there's no judgment. You're not loved if you're a good girl, which is what I
Yeah.
always thought. Like, go to
Right.
school, listen to your parents, do out, check off all the boxes, and then if I'm lucky, I'll be loved.
Right.
No. You are love. You're here to live love in a way that feels authentic to you.
Right.
That doesn't mean you haven't had life experiences, because we all have.
Yes.
So to me, the trick is to recognize, I shouldn't say trick, the invitation is to recognize I am wholly divine and I'm human.
Yes.
So how can I live from that divine loving place that wants to be compassionate, that wants to be kind, that wants to help create this world that we all want to live in? Because we know there's just lots of stuff going on now.
Yeah.
The more we feed that loving energy, the more it's created for all of us. How do I do that and pay my taxes and, go to the doctor when I need to go to the doctor and do the laundry and
Yeah.
all the stuff?
Yeah.
All the stuff we need to do. And there is a way to bring, if we are conscious, how can I bring more joy to this task? So I'll give you an example. I am not a giant fan of book work. You got to do it, right? You have to do it, but it's not like, ooh, I just love to do it. Today's accounting day.
Yeah.
Right? Not that I'm not grateful for everything, I am.
Yeah.
But that's not something that comes as naturally to me. So one of the things that I'll do is put on music, put on that really upbeat tempo music that I can be singing to. Where is that receipt? And I'll be
Yeah.
looking for all kinds of things. And
Yeah.
I can be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, even for bills, thank you for this bill. Somebody has given a service, trusting I'm going to have all the abundance to pay for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can bring gratitude and joy into everything.
Yes.
Everything.
So true. So true. And you hit on a really great point when you were talking, is that people think that they have to hit all those check boxes. I have to be a good girl. I have to listen to my parents. I have to marry a nice man. I have to have children. I have to do this. And then I've known people that have checked all those boxes, and then at the end they were either in a disappointing relationship, life didn't turn out the way they had planned or the way they thought they deserved life to be. And then, I've even talked to people that said, so and so did everything wrong. So and so always got in trouble. So and so did this. And look at them. And I did everything right. And then that inner anger, that inner resentment, how do we let go of that? Even though we had a misconception of what love was because of the environment we grew up in, how do now we are at the point in our adult lives that we realize that checking all the boxes doesn't bring us joy, happiness, and love. Okay, and now we have to start out. We have to look at the gratitude. We have to look at that inner love. We have to look at that divine love. We have to unify ourselves with the world and with ourselves. What makes us happy? How can we use that divine love to make an impact on the world? How do we get out of that anger, that resentment? Like, oh, I did everything right the way everyone wanted me to, and now look, and how do you let go and bring in the love? Let go of the anger, let go of the frustration, and let's pour in the love into our heart and let's start fresh.
All great points. And what I would say initially is when we were checking those boxes have moved. Those boxes are not the same as they used to be, first of all.
No.
So much for the check the box thing. I love something that Maya Angelou used to say, and it was along these lines. I always did the best I could, and when I knew better, I did better. So just giving yourself the grace. And this is what's really hard for people. They're like, wait a minute, I've been doing this for 30 years, and now you're going to tell me it doesn't work? And I'm not going to tell you that at all. I'm going to tell you everything in your life, whatever you think was good, whatever you think was bad, whatever has led you to this point right here. There's nothing we can do about that. But your decision point is always in the present. The other thing that I've learned to do is I've realized the part of me that is mad or resentful or that's not fair. That's another guy that lives in my head. That's not fair. That guy, all that. That's not the part of you that is going to usher in this love. So I will go in meditation or in my journaling and I will ask love to help me. And one of the things that I love to ask is, how can I be kinder to myself right now? How can I be kinder to myself right now? Because no matter what, you're doing the best you could based on what you knew to do. We've all done that. But because of this wonderful technology and beautiful podcasts like this, we get exposed to different ways to think. And it's if somebody's listening, this is a message for you, just like it's a message for both of us. That love that created you is in you, and it will be there to guide you. For me, it helped me go through what I call the Be Love principles. And having that tool is something that helps me, my human brain, my personality, right, work through these very human problems to see them in a different way. Have you ever been in like, say you're in a party and you're in a big room and maybe you're over, if you're like me, you're by the food, right? You're by the food and you're seeing everything where everybody is. And then you move around the room and your perspective changes. It's like, oh, I didn't even know that person was here. Oh, look at those flowers, right? Whatever tool speaks to you, it's a way to shift your perspective from this hurt, resentful place to a more expanded place because you can just see clearer. That's it. It's not to make what you did wrong or anybody else wrong by that, as far as that's concerned. It's so you can get out of this hole. It's like you're in this big giant hole and somebody says, let me give you a flashlight. Nope, I just want to sit here and be mad in the dark. Like, but that's what we do. Take the flashlight, boo. Take the flashlight. And let's look at things differently.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And I think so, so many people, they get stuck in their old ways and they don't want to look at things differently. But if we don't, we will never move forward and we will never experience the experiences that we want, which is to be loved by ourselves and to be loved by others and to feel that joy and happiness. And I know that everybody wants that, whether they say it or not, whether, they all have it inside them. They want to be loved. People want, and some people don't even know what love means yet, but we all know what the definition is and we all want to experience it. We all want to feel that ultimate love. We want to wake up in the morning and we want to love ourselves. We want to feel like we're loved by everyone. We want to go out and we want to have that energy. We want to just, we want to feel like life is grand, no matter what. We'll have our good days and our bad days, but that love will get us through. That love will be our empowerment.
And it will be the joy that lights your way.
Yeah.
It will be the joy that lights your way. And that truth to me, that I know we've talked about the Be Love principles and we'll have everything in the show notes, but even that principle one, where I will teach people, and this is what love taught me, show me how to greet this person, this situation with an open heart without an agenda.
Yes.
Just that. How do I see myself? How can I see myself without my judgments about myself?
Yeah.
How do I see myself without my history?
Yes.
Because that's where people get stuck, right?
Oh,
They get
yeah.
stuck because it's comfortable, because they know, even if they're miserable, they know how to be miserable.
Yeah.
But, and it takes courage. It takes courage to look at yourself.
Yes.
But for your world to change, this loving yourself and honoring your journey, as rocky as it has been, some people have had horrific experiences. And this is not to downplay anything at
No.
all. To me, yeah, that doesn't, we're not negating any experiences.
No.
We're saying, how can love lift, support, inspire you
Yes.
from this place forward, wherever you are in your life? If you're down in a hole, let's get at least 6 feet up.
Yes,
Let's
exactly.
get up. How do we do that? And even asking that one question, show me how to see myself. How do I greet myself with an open heart without an agenda? To me, that has been, I used to go look at myself in the mirror every day and say that first thing. And it was hard.
Yeah.
Because I saw, the little snow on the roof here, and I saw the wrinkles, and I saw the little, that's not me. That's not me.
Right.
That's, yeah, that's not me. That's the little outfit I'm wearing this life, but it's not me.
Yeah.
That's not the love I have to share. And we get, a lot of times we get stuck on those surface things. Even you know this, and I know you've had people on your, on the podcast. They're still mad about something that happened 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that hurting now? Often the people who perpetuated an issue like that are, they're not even alive anymore.
Yeah.
And you're still the one being hurt. Yeah, and being diminished.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're here to shine. You're not here to be diminished. Doesn't mean we don't get knocked around a bit. We all do.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about getting knocked down. What do they say? It's about how many times you get up.
Exactly.
How many times you get, and you're like the queen of that.
Yeah.
How many times do you get up? You get knocked down and go, okay, here I go again.
Exactly. Exactly.
And how rich is your life because of it? Not because of the times you stayed down, but because of what you learned
Right.
and what you experienced and who you met when you got up and said, wait a minute, I know this can be different.
Yes.
I can love where I am, understanding there is more that can be understood and can evolve through love.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not for the faint-hearted. People will go, oh, you talk about love. No, this love is a fierce.
Yes.
Love is eternal. Love is, this is a force that creates galaxies. The love that I'm talking about creates galaxies. It's expansive. It's creative. It makes the tides go in and out. And you think it can't help you with whatever issue you're dealing with if it creates galaxies?
Right.
I think it can. But you have to be in touch and ask and be, have a relationship with that
Yeah.
part of you.
Oh, yeah. Now, when it comes to tell everybody about principle number two.
Yeah. Well, you know how I always say this. This is my favorite one, but they're all my favorite ones. So principle number two is see the divine essence in everyone and everything.
Yes.
Now, let's forget everybody else. What if you asked love to show you your own divine essence?
Yeah.
If all the things you didn't do fell away, if all the decisions you think you should have made, that just fell away, and
Yeah.
you could see that beautiful divine spark, like we see in babies,
Yeah.
that pure, authentic, joyful energy. That's who you are at your
Yeah.
core.
Right.
And when is the last time you've seen it? Or when's the last time you even thought to look for it?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a powerful one. See
It
the
is.
divine essence in everyone and everything.
Oh yeah. I remember like for years, like I got caught up in all my goals and dreams, and I did not get, and for years I didn't look at people for I didn't see people actually the same way I saw them in the same light today. And when I got knocked down and my life got pushed back, and then I was at my lowest of my low, and then I was able to build myself back up. And when I started helping others, that's
Yeah.
when I started looking at everyone in a different light. And instead of being judgmental about materialistic things, or who has what, or what I want to be, or oh, one day I'll have a Louis Vuitton bag, or I'll be with the girlfriends on a Friday night drinking a martini. When I started thinking about how can I help others, how can I make the world a better place. And then when I started meeting people that were struggling for whatever reason, whether they had a disability, whether they were struggling with a mental health disorder, I started seeing the beauty within. And I didn't see that ma those materialistic things just faded away from my life. And then I started seeing l the love within each other's, in everybody's heart. And I could just see it through their eyes. And their eyes just led me right to their heart.
Isn't that amazing? And I'm so thankful that you shared that because one of the things that podcasts like this do, I think, is show us if you can do it, I can do it.
Right.
I can do it, anybody can do it.
Right.
There are certain things that people have special gifts with. There are some people who can sing, some people who are artists.
Yeah.
Some people don't get an extra scoop of love.
Right.
Everybody can do that.
Yeah.
Everybody can connect heart to heart. And
Right.
you know when you've done it. You know when you've had what do they call it? A heart to heart. I had a heart to heart discussion with
Yeah.
my mom, my dad, my kid.
Right.
That's much more than the what movie did you see last week? Oh, that's great. Right? That's not the same.
No.
You are sharing your heart from a place of love.
Right.
That's why that second principle is so vital. And it's something that we ask. That's what I always tell my clients. Just ask,
Yeah.
show me the divine essence here because I can't see it.
Yeah.
And just trust you will be shown, given, it will be presented to you in a way that you're ready to accept.
Yeah. And I think people have to sometimes let go of those walls, let them down a little bit, and let that vulnerability, because people are so afraid of if they're vulnerable, they're going to get hurt. But if we let down our walls and then we're able to let love in, we will be able to then receive love, and then we'll be able to give love.
Well, it's a cycle, right? And you
Yeah.
just described it beautifully. When I saw people I could be of service to, when you gave love, then you said, "Oh my gosh, I met all these cool people." It's a give and receive thing.
Yeah.
It's a give and receive thing because some people do exactly what you had talked about before. They give, 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 and then they get exhausted. They get sick.
Yeah.
Their life is not fulfilled. If
Right.
you're giving with an open heart and it's joyful for you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I baked this for so and so and they're going to love it.
Yeah.
That's where the divine essence is.
Yes, it is. 100%, 100%. I love it. When it comes to any other the principles, what other principles would you like to emphasize today that you think would really help people on their road to really, finding that heart-centered success and that authentic living?
Well, there's four, but number three is the biggie. And I'm glad we went over one and two because it helps lead you to this
Yeah.
third principle, which I have to say is usually not anybody's favorite, but it is the key that unlocks the door to your life, and it's forgiveness. It's forgive quickly, completely, and unconditionally,
Yes.
which on the surface sounds insane. Who can do that,
Yeah.
right? Forgive quickly, completely and unconditionally.
Yeah.
And what I remind people of is firstly, they'll say, well, I've already been mad at this person for 30 years, so I'm not forgiving them quickly. We know there is really no such thing as time. Time is irrelevant. So you just do it as soon as you understand this,
Yeah.
right? You start with the forgiveness process. What I've discovered that if there's a person that you're in conflict with, you have a relationship that's that's just constricted or conflicted.
Yeah.
If you go to that first principle, show me how to see this person with an open heart without an agenda. Show me how to see their divine essence. Then by the time you get to principle three, then your whole understanding of them and whatever this conflict is has shifted.
Oh, yeah.
I find that there's a softening.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a little kid, I've got an 8-year-old grandson, and I mean, he's all boy, so he's throwing stuff and breaking stuff sometimes and, doing the whole the boy thing, the rambunctious boy thing. And there's nothing that kid can do that will make me not love him. That doesn't mean I'm not irritated by an action, right? But for him, it's just like it's not even a thought about forgiveness, because for me to forgive, I will have had to hold a grudge. So the more I come from an open heart, the less I get triggered or activated. Like, oh, did you hear what she said to me? I can't believe she said that. I don't do that really a lot anymore. It just doesn't happen, because that was my ego looking for ways to protect myself. So if you want to change your life, you start with forgiveness. Go through that those first three two principles and ask, love, how do I forgive here? Often, while we think that we need to forgive somebody out here, it's really ourselves, right? Why was I in that relationship? I should have known better. Why did I do that? Why did I take that job? Why did I spend that money? Why did I whatever? Right? I find that nobody usually can beat you up more than you beat you up. And that's not loving.
No.
That's not loving yourself. You wouldn't do that to someone you love. Love yourself enough to release that anger and ask love to help you.
Yes.
Ask, show me how to forgive this. And if it seems impossible, then what I'll have my clients do is put their hand on their heart, take a few breaths, and sh say, show me what it would feel like to be ready to forgive.
Yes.
That is life changing.
Yes.
That's life changing. You'll hear people say a weight has been lifted. It has.
Yes. I know for me, it was in times of my life where I had, anger towards others who had hurt me. By holding on to that and not letting go and not forgiving, it caused me more pain. It
Oh,
caused
yeah.
me more anguish, and it held me back. It emotionally, I think inside it was destroying me. Because you don't have to hear, the other person doesn't have to say, "I'm sorry."
Nope,
You
they don't
just
even
have
have to be
to,
alive.
they don't even have to be alive. You just have to look at the situation and then realize that, you know what? I forgive you. Maybe that person had issues at the time. Maybe that person came from a dysfunctional family. Maybe that person had a traumatic event in their life that just changed them. And maybe they took it out, or they changed their behavior, and somehow you were the result in whatever had happened, the way they talked to you, the way they acted, something they did, because everything always goes back to the root,
Right.
And but if you learn how to just let go and forgive, it is so refreshing. I would sometimes meditate, and I would think about a white dove on my shoulder, and I would take the situation and I would imagine that I was putting it on the dove's wings, and then I
Oh,
would
I love
imagine
that.
that the dove was flying away with whatever, and then I would just relax and breathe and let go, and then I'd open my eyes and I would just say that it's gone, and that I'm now in the present moment and the past is gone.
So you did exactly what we were just talking about. You let love show you what would work for you.
Yes.
So for me, that fourth principle is remember you are the light, right? So for me, I will sit in the light, imagine I am the light, and I'll bring a symbol of whoever, right? Just like you would with the dove, into the light with me. And it's not to condone behavior. We're not, this doesn't have anything to do about with the action at all. Yeah, that's really important for people to remember. It's nothing, if somebody did something and you need to call the police. That's not what we're talking about here. But there is this release, like you talked about. And you brought up something I really want to make sure that we mention because I think it's really important. And this could be an unconscious thing. So many times when we have had unfortunate or what we would call disastrous romantic relationships, or if there's been a serious or traumatic relationship with a parent, I've heard people say, oh, I tried love, love hurt me. If you don't hear anything else in this podcast, hear this. Love never hurt you. Some jerk might have hurt you. The actions of someone might have hurt you, but love is love. It is pure essence. It cannot do anything but love. And that is something people get screwed up with. Love never hurt you, and it never can. It only loves you.
And I hear that so much. So many people do not move forward because they've been hurt, somehow in the past, and they are afraid to take a chance in the future or in the present moment because they are afraid of getting burned again.
Yeah, and that's understandable when you're in that place of hurt. Of course, who wants to get hurt again? But when you realize that was a situation, it wasn't love, even if it was a what you thought was a loving situation, the essence, the energy of love only loves, supports, guides, nurtures you. That never changes. I don't care if you're 5 minutes old or 105. That is eternal truth.
100%. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you'd like to emphasize today?
I think that anybody, no matter where you are on this spiritual path, this path of awakening, sit with yourself, and you can put your hand on your heart if you want to. Take a few quiet breaths and just say, show me. Show me how, yeah, just show me. Just show me. You don't even have to think about it. You just show me. Whatever action, thought, belief, whatever, just show me. I'm open. I am open. Show me what I need to know.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so simple when we let it be, isn't it, Stacy?
Oh, it is. I think we in life we make things so complex sometimes.
It so complicated.
And I tell people that sometimes, and I see that sometimes in type A personalities. I'm like, why are you just making this so complex? I'm like, it could, it's very easy, it's just like 1, 2, 3, why are you putting all these different steps into the game, the playbook, when you could just make it very simple for yourself and you get the same result.
And love is, it is simple, it is powerful. Think of the times in your life where you felt loved and loving. They're so pure. Yeah, and that's what love is. It's just pure.
It is.
That's where that authentic part comes from. The way we complicate things is when our ego saying, well, for this to mean anything, I have to do all this work. No, not really. Let love guide you. Let love guide you.
100%. Now tell everybody about all the services that you provide.
I do private one-on-one coaching. I also have a monthly community that I'm really passionate about called the Empowered Spiritual Path, where every month we have a particular topic and we have a workshop on that. And we have a community that talks about it, and we even have practical tools that support that theme. So, for example, the month when we're recording this, our theme is spiritual activism, and this has been a fun one to talk about. So we do that. I've got a course coming up, actually, and it's going to marry A Course in Miracles with the Be Love Principles. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then there are always resources on my website that will help you go through tools, meditations. There's lots of free stuff because it is my passion to share this information with everybody
Yeah.
I'll put it this way, with hearts who are open to receiving it.
Right. I love it. I love it. This has been amazing, Diane. I love having you on this show. This was a great topic to talk about. You know, I think it's so important that, you know, being able to have that heart-centered success and authentic living, you know, understand the print, you know, what it means and understand how to take those four principles that we discussed today from your all your principles that you've created and apply them, you know, because that's a start. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Those four principles can get you on your way and get started. And then on our next show, we'll talk about the other ones and apply, you know, talk about how we could apply all of them together and how people can really expand their love in their life and really become the person they want to become. Because once you have love in your life, you have that unbelievable empowerment where you can then nothing's going to stop you because you just feel that inner love, you know. You love yourself, you love the world, you love the people around you, and you're just on a mission, whatever that mission may be for that person. And it's a happy mission, a joyful mission. And that's what life is about, being happy and being joyful. You know, that's we're put on this earth for a purpose, all of us, every single person on this planet, we're put on a purpose. And everybody has to take some time out and connect with their heart, connect with their love, and be able to figure out what that purpose is and go for it. Doesn't matter what age you are.
I agree. I'm just like, preach, go. That's right. That's it.
Exactly.
All acts of love are maximal. Be loving to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And every, yeah. Yep. Ask love to help you. And
Yes.
thank you so much for, yeah, thank you so much. This is so much fun.
Yes, same here. And tell everybody once again where they can find you, your website.
So they can go to more from Diane, and that's diane.com. And then you'll get a little menu of everything I got going on, and you'll have links to YouTube and those sorts of things. And to learn more about the principles, and with that has all kinds of free resources and their detailed instructions on how to use them, you can go to belovePrinciples.org.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing. Thank you so much, Diane. I look forward to seeing you soon. Have a
Lots of
great
love.
day. Same here.